This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the lovely confines of Austin, Texas, from the palatial abode that is the home of the truth about guns, is the editor-in-chief, Dan the Man Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
You have to admit that my introductions are getting more and more complex.
They're very florid. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Florid. Okay. Enough fun. This is very serious stuff, Dan. We got to bear down on this. Okay. So the doomsday has come and gone. What do we know? We're talking about
the
race apocalypse. Yeah.
Race apocalypse?
Yeah.
Yes, it has. It hasn't gone quite as well as President Silver alert probably envisioned, but, we're here. The brace rule is in effect. The quote-unquote amnesty period has expired. And surprise of surprises, very few people bothered to comply. By all estimations, there are, and depending on who you talk to, there have been 10 to 20 million braces sold in this country. Some people estimate as many as 40 million. I tend to think it's more closer. It's closer to that 20 million number.
Right.
And according to the ATF, all of 250,000 people bothered to register their brace-equipped firearm. Now, you could comply with the law without registering, of course, meaning you could remove it and destroy your brace. I'm guessing that you could count a number of people who actually did that on your fingers and toes. But, what we got is exactly what we've seen in places like California, when they required registration of firearms, in New York, when they required registration of firearms. What you have is massive, widespread noncompliance and a giant middle finger aimed at Washington, D.C. from America's gun owners. I expected no less. This is even fewer than I thought might take advantage of this. People just don't care. Part of what's going into that may also have to do with the fact that we now have three injunctions that have been issued, against the ATF and its enforcement of the rule, by three different, district courts. Now those, just for everybody listening, just to be clear, that those don't cover everyone nationwide. They only cover the named plaintiffs in those cases.
Yeah, but, I want to talk about that as well. But anyway, please continue.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, those named plaintiffs include three of the most prominent gun rights organizations in the country and their members, Gun Owners of America, Firearms Policy Coalition, and Second Amendment Foundation. I think the only one of those three that really limited that in any way is the one in favor of GOA, and it said that the injunction covers any GOA members as of the date of the injunction. The other two left it open, and basically if you choose to join FCC or Second Amendment Foundation, at least theoretically, you'll be covered by that injunction.
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah. Consult your attorney.
Consult your attorney. Yeah, I'm not going to get too deep into that one just yet. Let's talk about this as far as what you think this means going forward from here on out. What do you think?
I think that this is part of a larger effort. The Supreme Court has been interested, court watchers believe, for a long time, excuse me, in reining in the administrative state and the extra legislative law creation, in effect, and enforcement that three-letter agencies have been engaging in for generations. We just saw that the court knocked down the EPA and trying to regulate puddles in somebody's backyard, claiming that that was a water navigable waterway. that case had drawn on for years and years and years.
Right.
It was all part of Chevron deference, a theory that allows agencies like EPA and ATF to interpret laws any way they want and then enforce them. Everybody thinks that the Supreme Court would dearly love to slice that back to the bone. And one of these cases may very well provide the basis of that, or at least a part of that effort. We should see.
One of the things I thought about this is that some enterprising lawyer, maybe Stambolia, maybe... I don't know. Stambolia comes to mind, but somebody needs to get in there and go, let's talk about this Hughes Amendment. Let's talk about these, you know, they got out there and they said, in order to have one of these, you have to have, on the one hand, you can have one as long as it was made by a certain date. So what does it matter when it's made? And, you know, I kind of think this is sort of a, to me, I look at this and say, oh, wide open to go after the entirety of the NFA, the Hughes Amendment, the Gun Control Act of 1968, because all of this has largely proven to be ineffective. It's all largely proven. They have used, like, serializing things and all this other stuff. They've used that to track us now. We know that. And we know that they're tracking them because now people are showing up at people's doorsteps going, you bought 7 guns since January. Can we see them?
Yeah, the answer to that, of course, is do you have a warrant? And when they don't produce one, you close the door and tell them to have a very nice day.
Very nice day.
All these things will happen, I believe, in time. But the key there is in time. These things take time to wind their way through the courts. These three cases that challenging the ATF's pistol brace rule will take time to work themselves out. Hopefully they'll go our way. My guess is it will in the Fifth Circuit. Who knows? There's two cases there. Excuse me. One and another. And if we get somehow a circuit court split, then the Supreme Court will be incented to weigh in on the matter. And again, so that might give them the excuse that they've been looking for and maybe a case they think would be the right one in order to pronounce on the administrative state reach into our lives on a daily basis.
Well, I would have thought, you know, with the EPA, I would think that would be a precedent because they've done this twice now with the EPA. They've also told the EPA they cannot regulate certain things out of existence.
And, when the court decides to weigh in,
I tell you what, I got so immersed in the conversation, I talked us right into the break. So you hang on. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman. We were talking about going after the NFA and all the other things of this pistol brace apocalypse that was forecast to cause such havoc. Actually didn't. Although I'm one of the 250,000, Dan, just so you know.
I don't hold that against you for a minute.
Well, I am in well, I mean, I did it because I've been so public with the gun. I'd done videos with it and talked about it and had it, you know, it's been basically a guest on the show and some other things. And I basically felt like if I didn't do it, I'd be sort of inviting something. One of these visits and everything else, so I just decided I'd go this route. Although they made that as hard as it possibly could be.
That's, you know, our own John Bach did the same thing. He registered his and mentioned the same thing, that it was a very difficult process. It was not easy at all. And he decided to do his for somewhat similar reasons. He runs an operation called Gun Saves Life in Illinois, a gun rights org that loves to poke the bear and has filed suit against City of Deerfield and their assault weapons ban and challenged all kinds of other laws. So he's a longtime thorn in the side of the vast Illinois gun control operation.
Right.
And as he said, they'd like nothing more than to see video of him on TV being frog marched for having a gun, you know, an illegal, quote unquote, illegal firearm. So he went ahead and registered his brace pistol and went through that process. I don't know how to brace. I don't know brace pistol. So I didn't even attempt to see what that was like. But he described that as a very difficult process.
Well, the difficult part was the day before the deadline, on the 30th of May, I get an email from the ATF. Now, mind you, I filed this on April the 13th. So I'm thinking, you know, we're more than 45 days gone from that particular moment when I, so maybe here's my tax stamp. That was not the case. They tell me that my submission is in a state of draft and has not been put forward. So having never done this before, of course, I go in there and I'm looking for it. I'm in, all in a tizzy, because now I thought I'd been smart and outwitted these particular gun control foxes. I go there, and not only do I have a draft, I have two drafts for the same gun.
Really?
Yes. So then I go to, I go to the girl that owns the gun shop that had helped me do all the stuff, because I used their kiosk for silencer shop to do my fingerprinting and everything, right? And then I did the rest of the stuff, and I filed it on April the 13th. And she goes, go back in your email and look and see if you received an email from the ATF saying that it was submitted and being processed. So I went back, and Viola, it was there. So then on the same site where I had two drafts, if I go down to the ones that are submitted or pending, I can't remember what it is, I have the one that was submitted on April the 13th, which is still being processed.
Mm-hmm.
So they had me there, and had I done, like, nothing on the site is intuitive. You can accidentally delete your form if you don't know what you're looking at when you do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yikes.
So, they did not make it
nice
too very easy.
Nice to put those man traps in there.
So let me ask you a question about this. And, you know, I'm not a cynical person in most cases. Actually I am. But what do you think about the ruling where only the members of these organizations are exempt from the law?
Well, I think generally that's the way most judges tend to rule. Because they don't want to be issuing orders that cover everyone in the country. That never seemed to be the case back during the current president or the previous presidential administration, where you get some district judge in Hawaii issuing injunctions and orders blocking all kinds of things nationwide. So while I think that's in their power to do that, I think they try to keep things more limited and applying only to the people who have brought the action to begin with. Now, in each case, you know, one of those plaintiffs was a gun rights organization with a lot of members, and you have the ability to join, you know, again, not in the GOA case, but in the SAF and the FPC cases, you can still join and then be covered by those injunctions. Again, theoretically, that's what seems to be the case, according to the judges who have read these rulings. So that in effect takes these things nationwide. If you want to, you know, lay out $20 or $25 and become a member, so that's
right.
Fine. And I would suggest that people do that if you own a brace that you have not registered.
Which, would that what, so that still be
98% of everybody?
Would that still mean does this mean that in this particular case, let's say I go back and it's June the 5th and I joined Second Amendment Foundation, that means I'm exempt?
There seems to be some
questions
about this.
Yeah.
Some attorneys think no. Think you had to have been a member as of the date of the order. Others think yes. He goes by LKB. Our the attorney here in Austin that we work with a lot, who writes for us and is a very smart guy, member of the Supreme Court Bar. By his reading, anybody can join and still be covered by that. He said it will be much more solid and substantial once there's a permanent injunction issued, which isn't the case now. This is a temporary injunction. And of course, the ATF has filed appeals in those cases. And then what's probably going to happen is when these things go up to the Circuit Court of Appeals, they're in the district courts right now, when they get to this circuit court, and I can't remember what other circuit court is involved, those judges will be asked to issue a permanent injunction, which will keep the ATF at bay until these things are fully decided in the court.
Sure.
Which will probably take years. So we'll have to see if the Fifth Circuit and the other circuits do that.
It does seem like some of these judicial processes have sped up a little bit, especially within the Supreme Court. But
there was a deadline involved.
Right. But we're coming up on the break here. I have a theory for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you what you think about this. And the truthaboutguns.com, this is where I go for all the breaking news. They are the ones that truly are the breaking news. Dan is working today. As I talk to him, he is working today while everything's going on. So check them out. If you want to know the latest, especially like on this brace thing, you're going to find it at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. House Republicans are criticizing the Biden administration for its alleged lack of readiness for the termination of Title 42, a COVID-19 immigration rule. In a House subcommittee hearing today, California Democrat Lou Correa countered those claims by stating that border crossings have decreased.
In those first few days after Title 42 ended, the encounters dropped at the border by more than half.
Title 42, which enabled rapid expulsion of asylum seekers, expired in early May. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has filed paperwork for his second presidential run. He is anticipated to officially launch his campaign at a town hall event in New Hampshire tonight. U.S.-China relations are showing signs of improvement. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to visit Beijing following productive talks between senior American diplomats and their Chinese counterparts. That is according to the State Department. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com right now. The most interesting thing out there happening for me is the whole pistol brace brouhaha. I fell for it. I took the feint, and I have registered mine, although I do have plans for later on. Now, we were talking about the injunctions, Dan, and you're talking about there's going to be a permanent injunction, which there probably will, because based on Bruin, this can't possibly stand, right? It just can't possibly stand.
Well, there's two things. The temporary injunction until the case can be heard, and then what happens is the district court has not heard the case. The district court judge has just ruled that the plaintiffs have a reasonable chance of prevailing based on the merits of the case. So that justifies him issuing an order preventing the new rule from going into effect. Until the district court can hear the whole case, which they haven't yet, and then decide on the case. Now, what's then going to happen, of course, is it'll be appealed, and it'll go to the Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the court above it, you know. My guess is also that, in fact, I know that the ATF has appealed the injunction and asked these courts of appeals to rule not on the case itself, but on these injunctions that are blocking enforcement of it. And my guess is, at least in the Fifth, and maybe in another circuit, you're going to get a permanent injunction, which means nobody does anything until this goes up through the Circuit Court of Appeals.
So here's my question to you, and this is my plan. It is far easier to buy a pistol-braced weapon and run that and then decide later on that you want to make it a SBR than it is to go out and call Spikes Tactical or any of these other guys and say, I want an SBR.
Right. that's always been the case.
Right.
I'm not sure how that works now under the current regime.
Right.
Because I'm guessing very few people are selling braced pistols now.
No, but they're selling the pistols with just the tube, right?
They are, and you can still buy a brace. SP Tactical still making and selling braces.
So here's my thing. This is my thing. First of all, I think they tried to push this because for a lot of people, getting the braced pistol meant that while you went through the brace, if your whole goal was to have an SBR, unlike the suppressor, unlike, I don't know, the fully automatic weapon, buying a pistol configuration of the AR-15 meant that, or whatever it is you were buying, meant that you had a functioning weapon that you could carry around. You did not have to wait on the tax stamp for it to be functioning.
Correct.
I think they found that to be an affront because they're out there. One of the things I've heard all of these little guys chirping out there is that, you gave us the power to regulate SBRs. Right, short-barreled rifles. So so they have acknowledged that a lot of people looked at the pistol brace as a way around the SBR. Right,
I think people. That's been evident since about 6 months after
the first one came out
on the market. Yeah, exactly.
And what it really boils down to is they're wanting to regulate how we carry a gun and employ it. That's it, basically, right? They don't want us to put it that way. Putting it on the shoulder, they say, makes that a rifle. Now, what if I take my pistol and somehow or other manage to get the lower buttstock, the grip of my gun up against my shoulder somehow or another, and I'm firing that? Does that make it a rifle?
No.
No.
No, you're again, we're arguing, thanks to the ATF and their arbitrary rulemaking, we're arguing on how many angels fit in the head of a pin, and, if you replace so many boards on a ship, is it still the same ship,
that kind
of thing. It's these types of arguments, and these are the things the courts are going to have to weigh. The bigger issue here is a federal agency that approved the sale of a product, namely the pistol brace, and then for a decade or so that was fine, and then did a 180-degree about face. But you know what? No, not so much anymore. Again, President Silver Alert doesn't like this, and we're going to reinterpret our earlier interpretation and say that pretty much any gun in almost any configuration, there are a couple of exceptions to this, but pretty much any gun you put a brace on now constitutes a short barrel rifle.
Well, I guess that's a problem for them because, and I'm sure they're going to run into, we haven't seen the last of the buttstock, but I mean, if I were some enterprising House rep member on one of these little committees that they always put on TV, I'd be going out there and I'd be saying, you guys have regulated an entire industry out of business. Who do you think you are?
They did it with bump stocks too, of course.
Yeah.
But that was a much smaller, more niche business. And so it got a lot less attention. And it was also, a bump stock was also used in a very high profile atrocity, so they were less sympathetic. The pistol brace, let's be honest, it was originally made for a
disabled
wounded
people.
Veteran.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A guy who lost a limb in the war so that he could use an AR type of tech firearm.
Right.
And then, of course, they got more popular because people said, ooh, look what happens if I put this up against my shoulder. It may be short, but I can do it. And they do it. And it works that way. And the ATF always knew it, and for, you know, for there was like 6 months there where they said, okay, you can have one, but you can't put it up against your shoulder. And then they dropped that ruse too. And then of course, then you get the most anti-gun administration in the history of America comes in, and, they issued the order. No, we're getting rid of these. Our paymasters in, at Moms Demand Action and Giffords and Brady campaign don't like this. They think this is a low-hanging fruit, an easy thing we can do to make life difficult for a lot of gun owners and some gun companies, and so we're going to do it. So they did it. That's literally what happened.
Right. Well, I guess that's going to be their fun day in court when they get in front of it. I would love to see. And they make mention on the website, somebody's out there already blaming Clarence Thomas for everything that goes on in the world.
Yeah, exactly. He's at fault, of course.
Of course.
All the gun violence problems in the U.S. thanks to Israel and Brooklyn.
And, of course, he's also responsible for the new craze that came out amongst the non-issue states, which is the Bruin response laws. He's responsible for that, too.
Well, before we get into that,
coming up on the last break, this is coming from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where I go on a daily basis to find out the latest and the greatest in the gun culture. And this is why you should go there. This is what makes my day fun, is checking out what's going on at thetruthaboutguns.com. I think it's still at about 13, 15 articles, something like that. When we get back, I got one that I want to talk about just because it's funny. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, although I'm thinking very seriously about going into the Rolex fake selling business in California. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. You think I'd make any money selling fake Rolexes in California to the people that own real Rolexes?
There seems to be plenty of market for them. I mean, if you walk through Times Square, I know there are plenty of people selling them there. I'm guessing California, there'd be just as big a market. Lots of folks.
Well, I'm just thinking that they would.
You think that's a good way to protect yourself? You know, lose your valuables.
Lose your real Rolex. Yeah. So tell me about the Honorable Kevin Murphy. What happened to him?
Kevin Murphy is a judge in Oakland. I think he's a Schwarzenegger appointee, and he was walking to work, as I'm sure he does most days, and crossing the street from the garage. Across the street from the Alameda County Courthouse, when he was held up in broad daylight, relieved of his car keys, his wallet, his watch, and which was, as you mentioned, a Rolex, and some other valuables. And it just goes to show you what happens when criminals are allowed to operate without any fear of any real consequence. It's open season on anybody's law abiding, and I think when it happens to a judge inside of the courthouse, it tends to get people's attention, and it certainly did here.
Well, you make a point of you've got several articles that play into this. One talking about being in condition white, which is where most people sit, isn't it? Most people sit in condition white.
Yeah, they're not really. Most people just aren't
aware.
Very situationally aware. Okay. Exactly. And they think, you know, that's why, you know, we've got police, we've got a fire department, I don't have to really worry about it. They'll handle the situation. Now, the more we enter into this experiment of rethinking criminal justice, and they read more and more stories about violators being going through the criminal justice system like a revolving door and coming right back out the other side, you know, sometimes the same day, more people are being impressed or getting the impression that, you know, hey, I might have to start being a little more concerned about my own safety, that of my family, that kind of thing. But I think it's safe to say still that most people do live truly in condition white and are aware. Other than, you know, some extreme circumstances, what the author mentions here, you know, you walk down the street late at night, you know, if you're walking to a bus stop or a subway or something like that, or you're going to an ATM, and I mean, people, even the most conditioned white people, will usually, perk up their spidey senses and, you know, look around and maybe, be a little more concerned then, but
take it all in.
As a matter of normal daily activity, they just are clueless.
So let's talk about the blue cities, because Oakland is they've been having a lot of town halls where they're getting just raked over the coals for letting the cities be what it is. Somebody out there noticed this. What's this pilgrim's name? I think Brandon Smith.
Brandon Smith. Yeah, he's got a blog, and I don't know that he's famous or anything like that, but he wrote an interesting piece. We grabbed a little piece for our quote of the day, and he makes the case that other people have made. He makes it a little better. Talking about how blue cities are the centers of America's crime problem. And, you know, the I think of the 30 biggest cities in this country, I think 27 or something like that, are under Democrat administrations, and they have been, particularly since the summer of Floyd, they've been engaged in but it's really gone on longer than that, an experiment in rethinking criminal justice and things like bail laws and police staffing levels and people like George Soros have been on one-man campaigns to weaken the criminal justice system by electing people who have zero intention of prosecuting all of the crimes that are on the books. They think that the criminal justice system is inherently racist, is inherently unfair, and that the only way to do anything about it is to use prosecutorial discretion to choose not to enforce large swaths of the criminal code and turn people out who are innocently caught up in the criminal justice system just because they shoplifted, mugged somebody, assaulted somebody, stole something, that type of thing.
Well, you know, the people running the blue cities have a lot to answer for, because you have these apparent cases when you look at what Cuomo did in New York State with the people when he stuck them in the nursing homes where they were going to die of COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, they were the susceptible ones. I mean, that almost was that. I mean, I don't want to get too much into hyperbole, but isn't that how Hitler started? He went looking for the infirm and the other people, and he did away with them first. Isn't that how that worked?
I'm not going to go down that Godwin.
That's okay. I can. I understand.
But what he did was just criminally negligent.
Yes, it was.
He took people who were sick and stuck them in with the most vulnerable population in the state.
Right.
Resulted in, I think the latest number I saw, 14 million excess deaths. Directly due to his policy of shoving sick COVID-infected people in nursing homes. I don't even know where the logic of that kind of a move comes from, how anybody could have thought that that was in any way a good idea. And that really wasn't what brought him down and forced him from office, but it should have been.
Yeah. It absolutely should have been. What brought him down was nothing compared to that.
Yeah, maybe he was a creep and a liar and was firing on employees, but you'd think 14 million bodies would be enough to...
Is that the number 14 million?
Maybe it wasn't 14 million. I think it was 14,000. I'm sorry.
That's still a lot of people.
14,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a lot of people that are important to, you know, a lot of New Yorkers. And that's just... it's crazy, and it's utterly needless. Other states didn't do that. A couple of others did, and they had the same thing.
Yeah.
They haven't been.
But they're all blue states, right? They're all run by Democrats.
Yeah, it happened in Michigan, happened in New Jersey. I think New Jersey's number was almost as bad. It was just terrible.
Yeah.
And a lot of these
states copy bigger states like New York, don't they? But I mean, if you really want to look and see how bad it is to live in a state run by Democrats, just look at their COVID response, because they looked at that as a means to seize power.
Yeah, they did.
They did away with rights. They did away with freedom of movement, freedom of religion. You know, you couldn't even say anything bad about it. You get in trouble for that. It became a thought crime in a lot of places.
No, and when the governors in places like Florida and Georgia backed off early on those restrictions, they were vilified.
Yeah, torn apart.
Everyone involved,
yeah.
Up to and including President Trump. He was no fan of those moves either. And Governors Kemp and DeSantis just said, sorry, that's what we're doing. We don't think what you're doing, you know, the prescriptions that you've made through all the wisdom of people like Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx and the CDC make any sense. And in the long run, they were, of course, proven right.
Right. But if you really want to see how engaged the left is, all of these blue cities are, you just need to look at how they did their COVID response. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you can find all of the latest things. That's where Dan and his crew, and I mean, he has a big, impressive crew of people bringing the latest everything. It doesn't matter if it's a gun review. It doesn't matter if you're new to guns. They have a beginner guns column or something like that. Gun reviews, beginner guns, what's new, let's see, gear reviews, and guns for beginners, and gun control. They have it all right there on the front page. You don't have to go looking. All you have to do is go to the website, thetruthaboutguns.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.